Our dear Father, we thank you very much for bringing us here this morning. Lord, today is, because the Bible says today is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. And so, Father, as we come to the table this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you bless us, that you give us meat that is convenient for us, in the name of Jesus. Bible said the rain falls and every grass of the field is wet. And I pray as your word will come forth, every life will be blessed in the name of Jesus. And the glory and the honor shall be to you and to you alone. Thank you very much, Lord. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Now, I want to teach and preach this morning. And I believe that Lord, as we consider things that I will say here, the Lord will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Now, we are in a critical period in the history of the world that we have uncertainties, we have insecurities, and the heart of men is failing them for fear, for the unknown. Things that are not stable, you invested your money, it's not coming through, you start a project, you attempt to do something, and you actually did it, but you are not getting the results. You put your resources, financial, physical, everything you put into a particular venture, but it's not coming out, it's not coming out well. I attempt to be productive and succeed in life. It's not getting any results. Dreams, visions that we have. Some of us out there, we have prayed and we believe that God is leading us to start a project or to start an enterprise. We put so much into it, but no results. And the tendency is to give up. The tendency is just to pack up and say this thing is not working. My message to us this morning is to give us confidence and trust to begin again. Amen. So that because we are God's children, amen, and though we are expected to follow the footsteps of our God. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He will begin and he will end. Say, you understand? God will start and he will end. So if you are God's children, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, it said, be ye followers of God as their children. That is, we should follow God. We should imitate God. We should follow the footstep of God. So if we start, we should end. Amen. Amen. When we start a project or an endeavor or whatever we start, it should be productive. God said to Eli, he said, this is what I'm going to do. He said to Samuel, he said, this is what I'm going to do concerning the house of Eli. He said, and when I begin, I will bring to an end. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 12. He said, when I begin, I will bring to an end. I will make an end. So God will always start and will always finish. And so also, it's expected of us as his children to start and to finish and not to give up. Praise God. So that is the intention of us. That is the intention of God for us. And that is what we should be conscious of. Praise the Lord. You see, our past efforts, past attempts, because they did not work out well, we are afraid to even start anything again. And even to capital, the global challenges, even Nigeria, let's localize it, even in Nigeria, we have political factors, economic factors, we have social factors that are militating against our efforts. You put so much into a business, inflation will come, and then nothing will come out of it. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God has a plan for us, and the plan of God for us is that we start and we finish. And God will grant us the grace to finish in the name of Jesus. You see, there are so many things, contentions, oppositions to our dreams and to our dreams and to our visions in life. But in spite of all these challenges, God still expects us to succeed and to be productive. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. God said, whatsoever was written aforetime, they were written for our learning, so that we, through the comfort and the patience of the scriptures, we have hope. Everything that we read in the scriptures, patriarchs, people that have gone before us, things that happened to them, God said, they were written for our learning, so that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. And so what the message I'm bringing to us this morning is a message of hope. Message that will renew your strength and your approach to your enterprise in life. Praise the Lord. So the title of my message this morning is You Can Begin Again. Amen. Amen. You can begin again. In spite of the opposition, in spite of the contention, in spite of the challenges, some of us we have quit, some of us we have abandoned our dreams and visions. But I want to tell you this morning, because I said God, who is your Father, is Alpha, is the Alpha and the Omega. And God said in his word, he said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. You see, God expects that we get to the end. When you pray and you start something, God expects us to finish it. We should not abandon it. And if you abandon your home or you have quit because of the challenges, you can begin again. Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 26. As I look at the life of Isaac, to bring out my point to us. Genesis chapter 26, verses 17 to... Genesis 26, 17 to 22. I read. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Verse 18. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they have digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Verse 19. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strife with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the valley Esek, because they strove with him. Verse 20. And they dig another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and dig again and dig another well. For that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. You see, from the life of Isaac, it's like Isaac was attempting to start a business. It was like Isaac was attempting to start a project. And the first attempt, God said, they strove with him. They collected the wealth. He was making progress, And there were oppositions, and they took it from him. Some of us have invested money, and they robbed us. And it didn't just go. Then it did not allow that to deter him. He started over again. He dug another way. He digged another way. And they stole with him again. And they collected it again. Then third attempt. You know, he did not give up. And that is the bedrock of my message to us this morning, that we should not give up. In spite of the challenges, in spite of the contentions, in spite of the opposition, we can always gather our pieces of our life together and move forward. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. all of us were expected to get to Rehoboth. That's the point of fulfillment. That is the point of actualization. And that is the point that God wants us to get us to. It's not just to start. It's to get to the ultimate of God. For our business, for our project, for our lives. For whatever dreams or vision that God has given unto you, God expects that you get to the peak or to the realization of that vision or dream, that we should not abandon it. Praise the Lord. That is the intention of God. And that is the purpose. That is why we have to look into the lives of people that have gone before us. So that you can learn from them what gave them the tenacity, what gave them the courage to move on, to start all over again, in spite of the opposition, in spite of the several factors militating against their efforts. What are the factors that help them? And that is what I want to see this morning. Now, I just want to speak to us 3 points from this passage that we have read, so that we also, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we can have hope. And that's the essence of the message this morning, to give us hope, so that we can continue, so that we can make success of our lives, so that we can be productive in whatever we lay our hands to do. Praise the Lord. Now, point number one. Our God is a God of many chances. Can I have an amen? God is a God of many chances. You know, Isaac, he dug the first one. That's the first chance. That's the first attempt. It looked like he failed. Amen. Because his desire, his aim was not achieved. So it looked like it failed. But see, God gave, there was another attempt. There was another chance to dig again. And I want us to learn from that. Our God is a God of many chances. You know, there is this erroneous belief that once an opportunity is lost, it can never become, you can never regain again. It's an erroneous belief, and it's not scriptural. Jonah, in Jonah chapter 1, God told Jonah, he said, okay, oh God gave him a message. Oh yeah, go to Nineveh, go and preach to them, and say this, and say that. And Jonah disobeyed God. Some of us, because we have disobeyed God, and we don't think that it is over for us. You see, if you look at Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah again the second time. He faced God. He did something, which I'm going to tell you later. And God spoke again to him, gave him the same instruction. God is a God of many chances. Amen. Amen. God is a God of many chances. You see, look at the prodigal son in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 15, verse 17 to 25. He went to his father. He collected, or he said, God, give me my own goods. Everything that pertains to me, give me. And he went with it and squandered it. But the Bible says, at a point, he came to himself and he went back to the father. And the father received him. He had another chance. So God is a God of many chances. The fact that you have failed in an attempt does not mean you cannot start again. Amen. That can never be the end. And that will not be the end. You can start again. You can begin again. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is a God of many chances. They got another chance, and you too can get another chance from God. If you have missed, some of us will tell that, I've disappointed God. What God asked me to do, and I failed. I did not do it. And now, and God is punishing me, and God wants to destroy me. No, God is not like that. That's why it's called, God is not a man. He's not a man. It is man that behaves like that, not God. So tonight, this morning, God will give you another chance to begin again. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Number two. You fail does not mean you are a failure. The fact that you fail in an attempt does not make you a failure. Say, you understand? The fact that you fail in an attempt does not make you a failure. So don't write yourself off. Don't say it is over for you. Several people in the scriptures, in their attempts to fulfill the purpose of God, failed. But because they did not see themselves as a failure, they bounced back again. You will bounce back again in Jesus' name. Amen. So you see, the fact that you fail in an attempt does not make you a failure. Who is a failure? A failure is someone who has had his last attempt on something. If that is your, they say this is your last attempt, so, and you fail, no more attempt, then you are a failure. But the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4, he said, "For to him that is joined to the living, there is still hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For you, as long as you are still breathing, as long as you are still alive, you still have hope." Amen. Amen. You are not a failure. And you can, a child of God can never be a failure. You can never be a failure. Because you can always begin again. Amen. The Bible says, a righteous man, a just man, falls seven times and he rises up again. Amen. That talks about you. Falling does not really mean, if you don't stay falling, you can rise up again. If you fall down, you can rise up again. As a child of God, if you fail in an attempt, you can begin again. Praise the Lord. You see, we have to look at the scriptures and follow the Bible, what the Bible says about you. We have to see ourselves the way God sees us. Not the descriptions of men. Not description of, you know, economy has described some people. The economy situations has given to some people some descriptions. They say you are poor. They say you are kind of, that is not God's definition of you. Let's find our definition of our life in the scripture. Let's see ourselves the way God sees us. You are not a failure. Amen. Amen. You can begin again. You can start again. Some of us, some of you students, you write WAEC and then you fail and say, I can never make it in life. You can make it. You can start again. Can register for WAEC again and write it again. Some of these great people that you are reading about today, some of them, they have failed several times. Over and over again, they have failed. Because they did not see themselves as a failure, they start again. They put the pieces of their lives together and they start again. It is not over for you. You are not a failure. Let me give you an example. Our brother here last Tuesday started when he was preaching. I follow people's teachings a lot, though that I don't like writing about. I follow people. He shared something about his family, his wife. They lost a pregnancy, and they were believing God for another one. And they were praying. They trusted God. They prayed. They held on to God. They held on to God. And there's God. And God came through for them. That is because they did not give up on God. Some of us are giving up on God. And you think God is not relevant to your situation again. You think God is not relevant to your life again. Some people even gave up on the faith and said, "Christianity, yo, God has disappointed me. Go walk in my name." Such people, they are deceived by the devil and they don't understand the scripture. That's the reason why many people go into error. Because they don't understand the Bible, what the Bible says about them. You can start again. Amen. You can put the piece of your life together. Go to God and you can start again. I will tell you before I close, I will tell you what you need to do to start again after you failed. And you are not a failure. Now, let me give you an example. I tried to Google some things about Coca-Cola. So, sorry, Google can confuse you because they can really confuse you. But I will say things that are relevant to my message so that I don't. I tried to book some things on Coca-Cola. The session of Coca-Cola, when they first introduced Coke into the market, Coke that we are celebrated to, some of us, before we did this service, we drink Coke. Now, when they first introduced Coca-Cola into the market, it was not a success story. It was not a success story. But the people that introduced it, reintroduced it. And that the rest is history today. If they have given up, we'll not have Coke today. Because at introduction, it was not a success. People didn't buy it. I think they said, well, Google said no. They said they sold about 25 gallons of or bottles of Coca-Cola at introduction to the market. The first introduction to the market, it was not a success. But they did not give up. They said, yes, we failed, but we are not a failure. This product failed in the market, but this product can never be a failure. And it was not a failure. And today, you know how many Coca-Cola that we drink? Even in this church today, we drink plenty of Coca-Cola. Praise God. Look, the man that discovered this light bulb, Thomas Edison. Bible said, it was written, Google also. You know, thank God for Google. It made us, some of us, to... So, the man said, I read it, and some other place I read it, so I have a lot of knowledge about it. But let me just say things that will be in line with my message. He said, he tried 999 times. He made 999 attempts at inventing Google and he failed. Said, at the 1,000 time attempts, he made it. If he had given up, maybe he would not have Bob today. But because we are enjoying this today because a man did not give up. Now, I want you to consider your life and your attempts in life to a project or a vision or a dream. Don't give up. Because if you don't give up, many people will benefit from that vision, from that dream, and from that project. Amen. If you don't give up, if you are giving up, maybe you will not have a little bob today. Maybe we will be sitting in darkness today. And look at what the man said. I wrote it down. I copied it. He said, you really can learn as much from failure as you do success. That is, failure also, if you fail, it teaches some things. It teaches some things. He said, I've learned 999 times the way not to do the thing. So let us be encouraged. Our life can never be a failure because we can always make a fresh start. We can begin again. Praise God. We can bring it in. After unsuccessful attempts, we can start again. So as I'm preaching to us, I want some of us to look into our lives. What vision have we abandoned? What dreams have you abandoned? Some of us prayed. We fasted. Prayed. And we believe that God is leading us to start something. And we started the thing. And because of opposition, because of challenges, because of all the challenges I've enumerated above, we gave up. You can begin again. You can pick them back and begin again. They are God's given dream and vision for your life. You can start all over again. Praise God. You see, let me see. When I did WAEC, this is WAEC, they call it WAEC in secondary school, WASC. Is it WASC? Our own is WASC, West African School Certificate. Okay. So, when I did my own WAEC, so, I was no average student. Just believed that I would take up my papers at all. They said, register for GC. I said, no, I don't need GC. It's only this one, and I won't write it again. Unfortunately, my source of confidence, VK, I mathematics that I didn't know I passed mathematics. I English, I passed English, I passed government, I wanted to do law, I passed literature. The, my very confidence, VK, I took P7. Economics, I had a confidence that I took P7. And I told me, I said they gave me P7, I took A1 in government, they gave me P7 BK, they gave me, not that I took it. So I said, I was very frustrated. I was like giving up on going to school. Okay, how can they give me P7 in BK, Bible? If like S2 days, I was S2 in secondary school. So reading Bible and all that, I said, how can they give me P7? So I was. So we said, with that result, I went to Polytechnic for, you know, it's 4 papers. But something told me, I was a Christian, because something told me that, go and take PCO and write this thing. Because I felt that I would not take PC. Yeah, look, if they want for me, I will just go with it. But eventually I obeyed. I took GCE, I rewrote the exam. And that really helped me. Like, later in life, it really helped me. So some of you have to do like that. You have to write, you have to go and re-enroll and begin again. I told somebody, she's now in Canada. Her first WAEC, she failed. Second, she failed. Third, she fought up to 6 times or something. I said, and I called her. I said, you are now sister. She's a Christian. I said, Etipendeo. To be doing WAEC at home, you can, when you are in school, 5 years, you did not pass. Now that you are now doing at home, I did not pass. This one, you can't pass again, no. Why don't you go to, you see, what do, it's not SS, not SS. It's what I will, from Form 4. I said, why don't you go to Form 4 and start from 4 again? She wept when I gave her the cancer. She wept. Ha! Mean that, you know, she has started doing braids and all that, you know. But now she go back to school and we. So she wept, but she obeyed. She obeyed. I said, start again. Begin again. Your hand, your life will not end here. You have failed, but you are not a failure. You can pick the pieces of your life together and start again. As she obeyed. Now, she's a nurse in Canada, doing well. If she had not obeyed, maybe she would be in Nagbeni selling something or that. But thank God for people in Nagbeni. They are making money. Making a lot of money. But she will not have opportunity to travel to Canada. So she's now a nurse, a registered nurse. She graduated in a school of nursing, went to Kenya, married somebody, and they went to Canada. The rest is history. So, but she took the grace, the opportunity to start again. And some of you have to learn from that. You must learn to begin again. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. Failure is not final. The fact that you fail does not mean it's over for you. You can begin again. Just like Isaac did. He dug the first one. They struck with him and they collected the thing for him. The man would have said, well, I'm in a foreign land. Well, he encouraged himself. He started again. He did another one. They collected the contentions. They contended with him and they took it again for him. The man did not give up. The man said, I can begin again. That's a language of people that know their, Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. If you know God, you will do exploits. He said, no, I'm not going to give up. I will start again. I will begin again. He did at another one. And the Bible said, for this one, I pray that you will get to that this one in your life. He said, for this one, they did not strive with him. He said, for this one, I pray again that in your attempt in life, you get to this one. Amen. That they will say, the Lord has made room for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That's a point of fulfillment. That's a point of satisfaction. That's a point of rejoicing. You get to that point in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaac got to that point. He said, for now the Lord has made room for me, then I shall be fruitful. I will flourish in the land. You get to that point in your life. Now, let's see. You see, the Bible says, you see, that is persistence. Persistence. In the face of apparent failure, you keep on doing it. You say, I failed, I start again. They that know their God. God has spoken good concerning me. And I'm going to make it. Let's have, you see, let's have positive attitude to life. And you can get that in the scriptures when you read the word of God. Let it form the basis of your action in life. It persisted. I will dig again. I will dig again. And made it. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, talking about Abraham, he said, and we desire that every one of you, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, he said, and we desire that every one of you do so the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the head. Verse 12, that ye should not slothful, but should be followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Followers, be imitators of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. It's not easy to get to that point. Through faith, not faith alone, and patience. Patiently enduring. The Bible says in Luke chapter 12, that looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, praise God, that is a sole joy set before every one of us. As believers in Jesus Christ, joy is set before us. But we must not consider the shame. We must not consider the opposition and the contentions. We must look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. There's a promise of abundance. There's a promise of enlargement. There is a promise of blessing that God has for us. But we need to hold on to God. We need to hold on to His word tenaciously. You see, things will happen around us that will make us to want to doubt even the very word that God has spoken to us. Economic situation, social situation, political situations, things will happen around us that will make, that want to make us to even doubt the very word of God. The Bible said in Jesus Christ, we have exceeding great and precious promises. We have exceeding great and precious promises. We hold on to them. Challenges will come. We hold on to the word of God. Like Nigeria, these are the kind of things that we need. Holding on to the word of God. And you say to yourself, the word of God will come true for me. Just like Mary said, let it be unto me according to your word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Several stories, business, several people. Our pastor here, maybe he is hearing us. In an attempt to write his final exam in school, he failed. But it was not a failure. He started again. He wrote it again. He had to begin again. And the Lord helped him. For everyone that makes the desire to start again, to begin again, there is help from God that you will receive.
Amen.
To finish and to get to the promised land.
Amen.
To get to the desired end in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Make up your mind not to give up. The Bible says, we are not of them that drop back onto the partition. He said, we are not. We are not of them that will give up on God. We are not. We are not of them that will turn our back to the promises of God. We are not. As believers in Jesus Christ, we need to hold on to God's word. Now, time is really against me. Now, the final one It is not over until you win. Amen. Amen. That's the third point. It is not over. For Isaac, it was not over for him until he got to Rehoboth. It was not over for him. So we are in a company of winners. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. We have a procession in Jesus Christ. He's leading us. Jesus is ahead of us, and we are following him. He's leading us in triumphant procession. Amen. We are in the company of victors. We are to dominate and never to be dominated by circumstances or issues of life. That is who we are. Praise God. That is who we are as believers in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to dominate. You know Genesis chapter 1, where God gave us, he said, replenish the heart, dominate it, and all that, and all that. That is the essence of our life. So it is not over for you until you win. So don't quit. Quitters never win. And winners will never quit. You are a winner. Amen. You are born to win. And you win. You will win in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 7, verse 5, verse 17. He said, much more. The latter part, he said, much more. They which have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. You are to reign in life. Amen. Amen. You are to reign in life. So, a somebody that wants to reign in life will not give up. Amen. He said, but we have received abundance of grace and salvation. When we said, by one man, if you read that verse 16, by one man, sin came to the door, and by another one, salvation came and all that. And he said, that's it. We have received abundance of grace as salvation. Not that we are praying for it, we have received it. So you have abundance of grace to accomplish your purpose in life. To accomplish that dream and vision, you have abundance of grace. And to reign in life. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Verse that, as his divine power has given unto us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 3, rather. He said, his divine power has given unto us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So why do you want to give up? Why do you want to give up? If God has given unto you everything that pertains to life and godliness, why do you want to give up? You don't. There's no reason for you. No basis. No reason for us giving up. We can always begin again. Amen. We can always begin again. Because we have a God. We have to be conscious of the fact that greater is he that is in us. You know, Paul recognized this. That is why he said, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Greater is he that is in us than he. There is he in us, there is he in the world. But he in us is greater than he that is in the world. You can do what is through him that is in you. Through the he that is in you, you can do all things. So, why don't you begin again? That abandoned projects, that abandoned dreams, that abandoned vision, why don't you pick them up again and begin again? Because you can do all things through him that strengthens you. Praise the Lord. Now, and that is the essence of communion. That it's not over for you until you win. So as we come to the table this evening, this morning, we approach the table consciously and with full assurance that we are approaching a God, not just the bread, not just the, we are approaching Jesus Christ himself. He said, do this in remembrance. So what do we remember? We remember the victory that Jesus has gotten for us at Calvary when we come to the table. Amen. We remember the things that he has wrought for us. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So what are we remembering? We are remembering how he conquered sin, sickness, and diseases, how he conquered them. The Bible said that having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, triumphing over them in the crown in it. So you remember that as you come to the table. So sin, sickness, everything, they have to go. Because those guys are dead with them. Praise the Lord. So that is all. Those are things that we remember as we come to the table this morning. So prepare your heart and receive strength from the Lord. That no matter what, because of the grace, abundance of grace that I've received, because of the abundance of grace that I've received, and because of the investments of Jesus Christ in my life, I'm not going to give up. Praise God. I can always start again. I can always begin again. Don't let anything frustrate you. And you can get more frustrated. You are frustrated in Jesus' name. No amen. In Jesus' name. Frustrate the frustration or whatever. Dominate even the business world, dominate it. You have the capacity to do that because of the investment of Jesus Christ in your life. Praise the Lord. Well, let me close finally. This is the last closing. I'll just tell you what you need to do when you feel like giving up. What I think that you need to do when you feel like giving up. At times, some of us, we just feel like giving up. You cannot continue again. No strength. You see, and the Bible says, if you faint in the days of adversity, then your strength is small. But you can receive strength from the Lord. And you can, for this morning, you can receive strength from this communion tonight, this morning, to go up there. What to do? Number one, just like Jonah did in Jonah chapter 2, the Bible says, Jonah prayed unto God. After he has disappointed God, some of us who have disappointed God, after he has disappointed God, the Bible said that he prayed unto the Lord and the Lord spoke again. Gave him another chance. As you pray, the Lord will renew your strength. He will give you another chance. And this time around, your strength to accomplish your purpose he will give to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, the second one, you remember who you are and the investment of God in your life. I'm a child of God. And I said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, said, be ye followers of God. God is not a loser. God is a winner. He's a winner. There's a song that says, Jesus is a winner man. He's a winner man. So follow him. Follow the footsteps. Remember who you are. And remember the investment of Jesus Christ in your life. Now thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph always. Remember that. Praise God. And finally, seek godly counsel. Seek God. Go to people. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is security. Seek counsel. I was talking to my senior, my former senior, Ronnie. I said, I'm doing this, but my own is not like your own. You come and see my farm so that you help me. You give me counsel. Have you been all right? Cancel and bury you. Seek godly counsel from people. Don't say that. You can seek counsel from people so that they will give you direction. Godly direction. So when you feel like you're giving up, go to people. Discuss with people. Let them give you counsel. Let them guide you. Praise the Lord. So it is possible with perseverance and God on your side to begin again. Let's bow our heads. I want to talk to God about our lives. Let's set the table. Talk to God about your life. Which area of your life you think they are giving up and you want to begin again? Talk to God. There's grace in this service this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, We pray that as we take the bread and the wine, they will walk expressed in our lives in the name of Jesus. And the grace of the Lord will be released, abundant grace, more grace will be released to our lives to fulfill the purpose of God for our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is not a man that will repent. If he has said it, he will do it. So don't give up on God, because he will not give up on you. You can begin again. You can begin again. Receive strength to begin again. Receive grace to begin again. Receive strength to begin again. Receive grace to begin again. If he has said it, he will do it. If he has said it, he will do it. Yeta sopra malikata yala makoshita yala naba. Reketeke tupra malikato sombra anda yala wa. If he has said it, he will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Grace is poured upon this meeting. Grace is poured upon this meeting. Grace is poured upon this meeting. I see people breaking through. I see people breaking through. Yes, katopa hankata hili bako sombra kanta yalaba. I see efforts being productive in the name of Jesus. Kekita limado sombra pali katopa kasanta yalaba. Handeli baga santa yalaba. Yay, thank you, Jesus. I see God lifting up people. I see God lifting up his people. I see God enlarging the coast of his people. Making an asunta hikaralaba. Ha ye kadi yalaba go sota yalaba. Ingredu so prekete yalaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to close the meeting. I have to just round up now. Let us pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody, put your hand on your chest, your right hand on your chest, and say, I receive grace. I receive strength to begin again. I receive grace. I receive strength to begin again. Yes. And it shall come to pass. Where you have quit, as you begin again, God will take you to your real boat in the name of Jesus. God will take you to your real boat. And you will say, like Isaac, the Lord has made room for me, and I shall flourish in the land in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.